There are some things that are, you know, unbelievable that come out of the four freshmen. Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, of course, our own here in Michigan, and Anna Pressley. And Ilhan Omar introduced a resolution defending the boycotts of Israel, the BDS movement, which is a boycott of Jews, by the way. It's not a boycott of Arab businesses and so forth. It's Jewish people targeted here. Likens it to the boycotts of Nazi Germany and Soviet Union. Only Ilhan Omar could make a comparison between Israel and Nazi Germany and have people like Chuck Schumer afraid to say anything. These people have the leadership of the Democrat Party so scared they can't even speak out on something so clearly anti-Semitic as supporting a BDS plan and supporting a BDS resolution. Ilhan Omar is there to propagate her anti-Israel narrative. This comes just one day after Donald Trump backed away from the chance at the North Carolina rally we were at on Wednesday in Greenville, North Carolina, where there was a chant that erupted in the crowd, send her back, that went on for 10 or 12 seconds before Donald Trump moved on. Yesterday, he came out and said he didn't like it. He didn't support it. Here's what he said. It's bite number four with the president. Bite four.
I was not happy with it. I disagree with it, but again, I didn't say that they did. I say there's far more energy on the right than there is on the left. I mean, I hear about the left. All I see is the left is fighting all over the place. I think we have far more support than they do, and I think we have far more energy than they do. And we're going to have a very interesting election. But I was not happy when I heard that chant.
And so he backs away from it, and of course that's good enough for some, not good enough for others. And as the smoke clears from all that, of course, the hyperventilating from the media and so forth, the handmaidens for the Democrat Party, and now the handmaidens for the squad. The squad. You know, by the way, I had a Democrat friend of mine I was chatting with yesterday, making fun of them. It's the squad. I mean, he's like, how ridiculous is that? And I said, do you not support them? He goes, no, I don't support them. So the squad doesn't have the power when it comes to what matters, as Nancy Pelosi aptly pointed out. They only have four votes in Congress, but more importantly, they don't attract votes for Democrats, traditional Democrats, centrists, and moderates, and swing voters, independents. A whole herd of independents have no use for the squad, and it has absolutely nothing to do with their gender or their skin tone. It has to do with their anti-American ideas and ideals, it seems. I mean, how often can you listen to somebody bash America? I mean, do we do anything right? Apparently, we don't do anything right. Everything we do is wrong. You know, we're not perfect. America is a beacon to the world. That continues to be true today, for if it were not, we wouldn't have the problem at the southern border. We wouldn't have people trying to get into the country. And isn't it telling, by the way, that you have people break into the country illegally and then complain about the accommodations they receive? Think about it. Let that sink in for a moment. They come into our country illegally by the thousands, and then when they are detained and separated from members of their family, or whatever the case may be, they complain about it. So you come into a country illegally and then complain about how you're treated and the bed you get and how nice your toilet is and whether or not you have a good blanket or whether or not you like lunch. I mean, how is that? You come in illegally and you don't like lunch? Gosh, you're breaking my heart. I have an idea. Don't break into our country illegally and you wouldn't have those concerns. But the bottom line takeaway from all of this is we have more than a million people that come here legally every year and a million more that break in illegally every year. By the way, the legal immigrants is more than the rest of the world combined. and so are the illegal immigrants. And who would want to break into a place that is so racist and unfair and mean-spirited? And the answer is nobody, because nobody believes that garbage except the squad. The squad believes it, apparently. The squalid. Wait, I read that somewhere. I like that. The squalid. I find that more fun. Is that racist if I say that? You know, I don't like what they say. I don't buy into their hateful rhetoric about Israel or about border guards. I believe it's completely inappropriate, obscene, actually, to compare detention facilities on the U.S.-Mexico border to concentration camps where people were exterminated by the millions in Europe in the 1940s. I don't think there's a comparison there. I find that outrageous. Where is Chuck Schumer on that one? Where is Nancy Pelosi on that one? The fact is they are dishonest. Republicans, as you have seen this week, will call Donald Trump out if they think that he is out of line or don't agree with him. They will call him to account for what is said at a rally or chanted by those that are there to attend the rally. They will call him out for that. But they won't call out Ilhan Omar for comparing Israel to Nazi Germany. The Democratic leadership remains silent on this. How can you remain silent, Mr. Schumer? You're Jewish. And you allow this to happen because you are so fearful of these people, of the squad? Yeah, there's some things for you to consider this day. This day. Now, when we come back, Hans von Spakovsky will be here. Trump has won in court a couple of times, and he just won again on hush money, but he gets trashed anyway. Is that normal? I want to get to that, by the way. I want to get to that. We will. Straight ahead, it's the Steve Gruber Show.